TikTok has been banned in India, which is about one third of its market. Why is this happening?
Very simply, the proximate cause is a border conflict between India and China. But what's the underlying problem? The underlying problem is that TikTok is a party-controlled platform. So the Communist Party of China controls TikTok. Everyone who's on TikTok goes through a party server to be vetted. And it's just one of the ways, there are many, in which China is trying to outrun the rate of cloud inflation, outrun the information cost velocity curve, and embed all of us inside the Great Firewall. The reason China has to do that is pretty straightforward. Jack Ma of Alibaba warned the party quite some time ago now that China cannot afford two systems. It can't afford to have a world inside the Great Firewall, where Alibaba serves its customers, and an entirely separate world run under different technology, different rules of law, outside the Great Firewall, where it serves foreign customers. So the party decided that the simplest thing to do would be to try and inflate the Great Firewall to make sure that all of us are included inside, so we can all be monitored and we can all be vetted for party conformity. The Indians are acutely aware of this, and they really didn't like it. And once this conflict on the border emerged, they took advantage of it to shut down TikTok and I think another 58 Chinese apps, because 6 of the 10 most downloaded apps in India are from China. So the Chinese party-controlled influence in India is gigantic. You know, and when you look at something like 600 million downloads, 660 million downloads, I think it is actually, in India of TikTok, the concerns are quite grave. So we also have TikTok issues here in the United States. And one of them is just fascinating. It's what the TikTok teens did to Don Trump's recent election launch rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The TikTok teens, what they did was to book all kinds of thousands and thousands and thousands of tickets, which they did not intend to use, to Don's rally. The result is that the Trump people felt that there were going to be gigantic crowds, overflow crowds, and they planned to have all kinds of events outside the arena in Tulsa. And inside, I think the arena holds 19,000. That was going to be packed out too. They got there to find there was no one outside. They had to cancel that event. And they discovered inside only 6,200 people showed up. So the TikTok effect in subverting the Trump campaign was magnificent. And of course, we all know that because the party controls TikTok, Xi Jinping was aware days and days before the Trump campaign, which didn't find out until it arrived in Tulsa. Xi Jinping was aware of this and must have been howling with laughter watching this whole thing unfold, knowing perfectly well what was going to happen to Don Trump when he showed up. So we also have TikTok issues. In this case, TikTok has had an enormous impact on the election campaign. I don't think anyone in history has humiliated an American president as much or as quickly even as TikTok has done. And I am fascinated by the fact that the NSA, which must have known all about this, didn't jump in and do something. Because we have our business community in the United States has a gigantic problem with this. If the party is going to try and envelop us in its universe and control what we do, we have in the business community major problems, because any kind of freedom of action, access to markets, intellectual property development.